Hello and good evening, everybody. If you hear, there's a little kettle boiling in the background, but we'll just ignore that for now. I'm back home after a long journey, back from Leicestershire. So today I was in Colville, and there's a like a Snibston Visitor Centre there, and it's an old coal mine colliery, if you like. And I went to visit there, and they've got a range of amazing things. I saw this building, right? It's got a bus in it, and it's got planes in it. It's got amazing things to see. So it's a kind of an interactive museum thing. And I've been there. I've contacted a load of mines and mining places around the UK in the last year to sort of talk to them about mining. And what I want to do is I want to create a heritage Minecraft map that uses a real mine's, because all mines, even if not working anymore, they've all been mapped. Okay, so they've all been used, and you know, so I know there are maps there, and there's heritage there, and there are people's stories there, and I suppose that's what I'm interested in, the narrative of why people mined and why people went underground and the kind of the and what happened, and you know, literally towns and people's lives and whole families came out of a reason to go underground and kind of and to pull out coal, to pull out iron, to pull out tin, to pull out all sorts of different minerals and stuff like that were used to, you know, create industry and stuff like that. So you know, all that beautiful history and people's own stories about, you know, how that happened and stuff like that, and the jokes and the kind of all that kind of stuff is really interesting. And so I've been looking for a mine to be able to do that. So today I was lucky enough to go and visit this place and have a chat with kind of some people there. And I went into there's a lovely archive room, and there's so much stuff, and it's really amazingly untouched at the moment. Piles of this, of information and books and training videos from these, I don't know what it was, they're not Betamax, it's not something, it's a weird format kind of stuff, so it's like a TV thing. There's amazing old TV is there as well. So all this stuff is there. I could spend a year there, I really could. It was amazing. Just sort of sorting through stuff. There's some old cine footage stuff as well. Just sort of lying around, not doing anything, begging almost to be digitized, to be kind of collated in some way or another and made sense of. I mean, it's a kind of crying shame at the moment that it's not made sense of, and I think that's what I'm interested in. I'm trying to make sense of something, trying to make give the place, you know, a sense of history, weirdly, within a video game. So I want to kind of use Minecraft to do that, because I think mining and Minecraft go hand in hand. And also I was thinking about doing some 3D printing, what I'd love to do with this kind of stuff. And it might not be Minecraft that does it. We might print it out in another way or another, because I was thinking about kind of these. So you've got these 2D maps, and I'll put one of the maps in the picture so you can have a look at it. There's these 2D maps, and they've got layers and layers and layers of information, and basically each layer of information is a kind of different seam, is a different layer of, so they've obviously got a shaft going down, and you get off at each section, and you can go and have a look, you know, you go and do your mining down a seam. So there's all this amazing stuff that's there, and I thought, wouldn't it be great to kind of do a kind of, almost like a Rachel White Read inversion of that, kind of print out a positive where the holes are. I mean, obviously, a lot of it's flooded at the moment, you know, and people can't use the mines anymore because they're dangerous. There's gases, all sorts of stuff like that, because they're unused. But to print out what was dug out as a 3D model would, I think, be really interesting, especially if we printed it into, you know, maybe we get a 3D printer that could print coal from coal dust or stuff like that. I don't know. There's these kind of ideas that I've got going around in my head at the moment. Maybe I need to sort of talk to a maker community and see what they can have to say about it. You know, dust and particles and stuff like that, and getting a 3D printer, getting that kind of modern technology to recreate stuff from a mining historical point of view. It'd be really interesting. Anyway, I've got 40 seconds left, so thanks very much for listening. These are my just random thoughts of the day. I had a beautiful day out down there, and I'll speak to you guys later. Until next time. Bye-bye.